Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, we're going to be listening to a clip. Now, this is a clip from the Stu Peters program. And it's a clip of Jake Chainsley. Jake Chainsley is he was the fellow that you saw dressed in that weird costume, the shaman, carrying the staff and with the buffalo horns and all of that. But we'll go ahead and take it away.
Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So some call him the QAnon shaman. Others remember him as Buffalo Man. But, you know, the truth is all of these nicknames just obscure the true story of the most famous participant in January 6th. His real name is Jake Chainsley. Now, if you don't know that name, you still know the image because it was blasted everywhere on January 6th and in the days and in the weeks and in the years since. Jake was the man filmed inside the Capitol wearing face paint and a fur outfit and a buffalo horned hat. Now, it's possible that absolutely nobody from January 6th was treated worse than Jake was. Within 3 days, he was arrested. Like many other defendants, he was denied all bail, of course. He was denied all pretrial release despite no prior history of violent crime. And in fact, he was treated like an Al-Qaeda terrorist, complete with 10.5 months in solitary confinement, despite doing nothing violent on January 6th itself. Chainsley was simply provided the day's most infamous image because of his outfit, so the regime marked him for destruction. Despite entering a guilty plea, a federal judge still sentenced Jake to a preposterous 3.5 years in prison. Now, by all intents and purposes, he would probably still be there right now today if not for the hard work of all of the J6 revisionists to pressure House Speaker Kevin McCarthy into releasing at least some of the January 6th tapes. We still want all of them, unredacted, unedited, to post at StuPeters.com, or if not us, anyone who's willing to upload them in their entirety so the masses can view them and draw their own relevant conclusions about what really happened on January 6th. Now, McCarthy did give some footage to Tucker Carlson, who just a few weeks before his cancellation revealed Jake Chainsley had never violently attacked Capitol Police or rampaged through the Capitol. No, instead, as Carlson showed, Jake was escorted peacefully through the building by cops. The entire case against Chainsley was built on a lie, just like the narrative of January 6th itself. The narrative that it was some kind of a violent insurrection is also a blatant lie. So Tucker's segment went massively viral, even earning the attention of Elon Musk, and shortly thereafter, Jake was released ahead of schedule. Well, now Jake is on the warpath to reveal the truth and rehabilitate the image that the media worked so hard to unjustifiably destroy. You can follow him on Twitter, and Jake Chainsley joins us now. Jake, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I appreciate it. Actually, it's at America Shaman. That's America and not American. America Shaman at America Shaman on Twitter. And just to let you know, the footage that Tucker Carlson released had nothing to do with my release from prison. I got my release date from prison in mid-February. I knew that I was going to be released on the 28th of March in mid-February of 2023. And it just so happened that it was divine providence that God chose to have that footage air 3 weeks before my release.
So what was it what was it that caused your early release?
Well, I got 6 months off for good time. You only do 85% of your time in federal prison if you have, you know, good behavior. And then I also got 6 months worth of what are called First Step Act credits or FSA credits that gave me, in total of the 6 months for good time, the 6 months of FSA credits, I got a year off of my sentence, and I was released to the halfway house 2 months before that year off my sentence, completed my sentence. So, I was released from federal custody on the 25th of May, And I was released to the halfway house on the 28th of March, 2 months before my release from prison.
The American media is responsible for putting you in prison in the first place, I believe. Do you agree?
Well, kind of. I mean, I my own actions are responsible for me being put in prison. But, you know, the media definitely didn't help. They and the government were in lockstep on their propaganda campaign to demonize anyone and everyone that was there on January 6th and Donald Trump to boot. So they're shocking. They used my image and my face to create a shock and awe campaign that they then used to divide the country. They made me their straw man, horned man bad, horned man crazy, fear and hate horned man. And they created a straw man that is nothing like who and what I am. And then they used that straw man to bolster their own propaganda campaigns. And it's really funny because who I am is nothing like what the media said that I was.
So you said something really interesting just a few minutes ago. I'm kind of stuck on that. You said your own actions ended you up in prison. Can you describe for me what action it is that you believe was worthy of a 3.5 year prison sentence?
Well, I don't agree with the duration of my sentence.
Okay, what about any criminal activity? Because what I've viewed so far of the footage that I've seen, I didn't witness you committing any crimes at all, actually.
Well, you know, say what you will, trespassing, you know, I could understand. But some of the other stuff that they were leveling at me, come on now.
Well, it was completely made up. It was totally fake. There was no insurrection that happened.
Well, the thing is that the charge, the 1512 charge of obstructing an official proceeding, that actually has a lot more to do with like burning paperwork or destroying property or basically from what I understand, it was created during the Enron scandal. And it was created because there were people that were trying to destroy evidence of their criminal activity and were obstructing the official proceeding of that process of, you know, exposing what they did at Enron. So there's a lot of people, and this actually is the reason why that the Supreme Court, this case is supposed to go before the Supreme Court in the fall. They're supposed to decide whether or not they're going to take the case on whether or not this 1512 charge is even applicable.
Are you completely free and clear of any parole or probation or, you know, federal restrictions?
Oh, no, I'm still on supervised release, man.
So you're essentially on house arrest.
Probation. No, probation. The supervised release is what people basically call probation. I have a probation officer.
How many years are hanging over your head?
I have 3 years of supervised release.
Okay. And so if you violate the conditions of said supervised release, how many years in
then
federal?
Then I can go back to prison.
Okay. And have they told you how many years they're threatening you with?
Well, no, that's not really how it works. I mean, the judge can send me back for as much amount of time as the judge wants. But it really all depends on like the severity of the violation of the terms of supervision.
Yeah, you know, Jake, you're just a lot more of a forgiving person, I think, more level-headed than I am, I guess, maybe, if that's what you want to call it. I think the entire thing is just complete bullshit. I know that there was no insurrection that happened on January 6th. As a matter of fact,
I agree with that.
We had a guest on the other day who said, and I just want to, I can't quote
ahead.
This. I'm sorry. No, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm going to give you the floor after this, but I just want to tell you, I'm so tired of the narrative that had framed you as somebody, as you described, that you're completely not, and I'm going to let you describe who you actually are. But this has been on, you know, not just the hundreds of January 6th defendants, but this has cast a light on millions of Americans who expect the government to, according to the Constitution, allow them to ask the government to redress their grievances. And, you know, I had a guest on the other day who said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of, I'm disappointed in where January 6th stopped because it wasn't really a violent insurrection. And so although be it we're not advocating for unjustifiable violence, we do think that there are sacrifices that Americans need to take if we're going to continue to uphold the rule of law in this country and have a constitutional republic that operates in a democratic premise. So with all of that being said, I just want to give you the floor and just tell you that it's our stance here that we support your legal actions on the 6th of January and that we think that this entire thing is a federal government corporate crime syndicate setup, and we think the entire thing is completely bullshit. So,
Well, I, you know, when you look into the testimony of Officer Johnson and Chief Sund, it's quite clear that there was an intelligence suppression at some of the highest levels of the Capitol Police in their intelligence apparatus, as well as the military and the FBI and the CIA. Chief Sund was not briefed on what they understood and knew was potentially going to happen on January 6th, and this was on purpose. They changed the laws so that Sund couldn't call in the National Guard on his own authority, a couple of weeks before January 6th. There were federal agents in the crowd. There were Antifa and BLM provocateurs in the crowd. Nancy Pelosi had her cameraman there, her daughter there. The whole thing just screams malfeasance, especially when you look into the trend of the government to create false flags and to infiltrate certain groups and stuff like that. Now, regarding this notion of being forgiving, if Christ can forgive the people that are nailing him to the cross, then I can forgive the people that placed me in prison. I think that holding animosity, resentment, and regret in any capacity holds us back from moving forward. I don't consider myself on the war path as much as I consider myself on the peace path. It is because of the globalists, or what I call the less than 1%ers, and their attempt to create division and war in our country that we are in the position that we're in. What we need is to create neutral ground on which Republican and Democrat voters can mutually agree and say, you know what, if there's a cure for cancer, then it should be released to the public in spite of the fact that it will have negative effects on the pharmaceutical company's profits. I understand you had Matthew Rife on recently. He's a good dude, and his uncle or granduncle, Royal Raymond Rife, created a cure for cancer and all sorts of diseases, you know, almost 100 years ago. This has been withheld from the public. I think everybody in the country, Republican and Democrat, can agree that this cure, very real solution should be released to the public. Another example would be Nikola Tesla and his Tesla Towers and the infinite free clean wireless energy that it can bring us. I think everybody in the country can agree, if there's an infinite free clean wireless source of electricity and energy, then we should be using it, in spite of the fact that it'll have negative repercussions on the solar panel industry, on the wind turbine industry, on the lithium battery industry, on the oil industry, on the natural gas industry. It's like, well, look, all of these industries are literally destroying the ecosystem and making them unlivable for tens of thousands of years. Okay, the wind turbines are destroying the birds ecosystem. The lithium mining is destroying river supply, rivers, and it's basically on the backs of slave labor and children in Africa and stuff like that. You got the solar panels. Those things have 50 toxic chemicals that they're made up of that destroy the microbiological life in the soil. Same thing with oil and drilling and fracking. And yeah, I mean, just like the list goes on and on. And if we have a solution that gives everybody infinite free clean wireless electricity, that creates a decentralized energy grid. What are the globalists trying to do? They're trying to centralize our energy grid. It also gives us a decentralized communication grid, because you can use these towers to communicate on a global level. So that gets rid of this globalist centralized communication grid. It also enables us to create a whole different kind of form of agriculture, a revolution in agriculture. So it gets rid of GMOs and things like pesticides and things like atrazine and glyphosate, which are destroying our ecosystems for tens of thousands of years. It also gives us the opportunity to stop all this geoengineering, stratospheric aerosol injections, HARP, Doppler radar facilities being used to control the weather, chemtrails, you know. It literally gives us an opportunity to change everything on this planet, decentralize everything, give everybody independence and freedom. It also gives us the opportunity to create a whole new transportation grid, because the electromagnetic ley lines these Tesla towers can be built on can actually be used like electromagnetic highways in the sky. And if you look into Donald Trump's patents that were released by Donald Trump in 2020, they were filed by a guy named Salvador Pius. If you look that up, then you'll find that there's three patents that were released in 2020, declassified. One is a zero-point energy engine that basically is an infinite energy engine, gives us infinite, clean, free energy. a room temperature superconductor that allows a zero point energy engine to function without overheating. And lastly, what is called a TR-3B. It's a triangular shaped inertia propulsion or anti-gravity craft that all these things were released to the public. Okay. These patents are real. You can look them up. So like the fact that we're not talking about these things, the fact that these things aren't a part of the normal dialogue. I mean, once that changes, everything changes.
Yeah, but so we've been so polarized.
That you're talking about, what's that?
No, go ahead.
Well, the corrupt mafia that you're talking about is the mafia that is attempting to maintain this centralized grid system. It's the mafia that is attempting to maintain their monopolies over our resources and our labor. We're talking about less like 150 corporations, international corporations or so, that is owned and controlled by less than 1% of the population. And they are also the ones that are controlling the centralized banking institutions that are using debt-based currency to control economies. So these are the people that are attempting to monopolize all the resources and all the labor around the world. And they are using the government's monopoly on the initiation of force to do it. So what we are living in currently is a fascism, because we are in real capitalist societies, the best ideas win, the best patents win. And we have over 5,000 to 6,000 patents that have been classified by our government that we as taxpayers paid for. We paid for the research for these patents, and now they're being withheld from us. And all these patents could liberate us from these centralized globalist grid systems.
All of these things, by the way, that Jake is talking about, for the most part, funded by the criminal cabal, primarily Jewish-controlled central banks. And this is a problem that we have pointed out here on the program multiple times, is that these central bankers fund all of the evil that we're seeing right here, and that this is probably why Vladimir Putin is such a bad guy and a boogeyman for the cabal that is the less than one percenters that you describe, because he kicked that Rothschild banking system and the rest of these central bankers out of his country. So with us being so...
But the Rothschilds aren't Jews, though. The Rothschilds aren't Jews.
Not practicing Jews, no.
This is, I think, really important to mention.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not practicing Jews.
That's right.
They're using Judaism and the Hebrews as a human shield.
That's right. So you can't come after us, because that would be anti-Semitic and it would get you kicked off the internet.
Exactly.
The same thing as George Soros.
They're actually practicing, they're Khazarians, and they're practicing black magic. They're practicing Babylonian black magic.
Yeah.
And it's delineated in the Talmud.
Yep.
Okay, all this stuff from the Pharisees and the Sadducees that they learned from Babylon.
That's right. But with us being so polarized, right, and so effectively divided by the multiple psyops that have been, infiltrating our mainstream television and have been programming really like boomer, apathetic, complacent, easily programmable victims into believing a certain set of circumstances where we have no common ground, that the ground that you describe. How do we effectively get back to that? How do you combat that system? I've got 5 minutes. I want to hear your thoughts.
Okay, so we have to understand that psychological warfare techniques are being used on the populations. Mm-hmm. And it's done through something called neuro-linguistic programming, the combination of trigger words and trigger images to create an emotional response in the subconscious mind of the individual. And then that subconscious emotion-based programming can then be used to target either an individual or a group of individuals, like how it's been used to target Donald Trump or myself or people that are supporting Donald Trump or the Constitution in this mm-hmm. country. So from neuro-linguistic programming, from that stance, we have to understand that certain trigger words and trigger images are used to keep people fighting each other. These things that I'm talking about, infinite free clean wireless electricity, Tesla Tower technology, Dr. Reif and his machine and a cure for disease, the TR-3B, inertia propulsion and anti-gravity, the zero-point energy engine, all of these things are not used in the brain. They don't trigger these psychological emotional responses. So this is the neutral ground that we can agree upon, where we can introduce these neutral concepts to people and they won't have an emotional based reaction to these stimuli, because they haven't had these trigger words and this propaganda placed in their subconscious mind already. So this is the neutral ground that we can meet people on, and Republicans and Democrats can both agree, because Republicans and Democrat voters have lost people to cancer. Republican and Democrat voters are tired of paying out the wazoo for their energy, or going to the gas pump and paying $4, $5, $6 a gallon for gas. Okay. Most everybody in the country, with the exception of the people that are controlled by less than one percenters, with the people in Congress, et cetera, the bureaucrats, most everybody can agree that if these patents exist, and they do, and if they work, and they do, then they should be released to the public. They should be being used by the public. We should have people like Elon Musk that, you know, he named his corporation's name Tesla. Why he's not using Tesla Tower technology is beyond me. Why he's using lithium batteries is just beyond me. But the point is that these things are cheap and they are effective. And that's the beauty of it, is that it really won't take all that much money to change the world for the better. What it will take is consistency, building up momentum. It will take changing our minds and changing the dialogue.
Do you think the momentum is building in our favor right now? Do you think the momentum is building toward the favor of all the things that you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, the every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And COVID, while it was designed to try to shut down the world economy and control people's minds, it had the exact opposite effect.
That's right.
People started waking up more than ever.
Yep.
And as these people attempt to clamp down and try to control people's consciousness, as they try to control people's minds, what's actually happening is that, yeah, okay, like 30% of the population who they already controlled anyway, those are the people that are basically being subdued by this propaganda. But the other 70% of the population is waking up and saying, screw this, we're not doing this, this is nuts. And all the censorship is just bringing to the forefront the truth that what they are censoring is the truth and what they are pushing is the lies and the propaganda. So, yeah, we're winning. The question is how positive are people staying? You know, people like Klaus Schwab tend to anger people because they think, well, he wants us to live in 15-minute cities, wear uniforms, have nothing and like it, and eat bugs. And it's like, I laugh at people like Klaus Schwab. Good luck with that, buddy, because I ain't living in no 15-minute city. I'm not eating bugs. I'm not wearing a uniform. I'm not going to have nothing like it. You can take your freaking your New World Order WEF agenda and you can shove it. I'm laughing. That's like a joke.
But we got to laugh our way out of here because I'm up against a hard break, man. But you're right. You're nothing like what the media described you to be. You're nothing like what these, you know, CIA operatives and the intelligence apparatus and the federal agents.
All righty, we are back. We're going to open the phone lines right now. The old phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Again, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are now open. And I do want to remind you that for the folks in Northeast Ohio, tomorrow night, we're going to be having the Geauga County Tea Party at the Metzenbaum Center at 8200 Cedar Road. That's 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Ohio. And it starts at 6:30. That will be Tuesday night. Tuesday, the 5th. And again, that's the Geauga County Tea Party meeting at the Metzenbaum Center, 8200 Cedar Road in Chesterland, Lord's willing. I will be there opening the meeting, and you will have as our speakers. And we're going to be, this is a meeting where we're going to be discussing a lot of the same things you just heard on that clip. And some of that stuff that you heard on that clip, folks, we were talking about back in the 70s, believe it or not. It's not new. But anyhow, here again, that's the Tom Zawistowski is going to be, and he is with We the People Convention and Angelo Manarino for the Americans for Prosperity. That's tomorrow. Again, the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. Let's go. We have my other co-host, Clifford, from New York. Clifford, you're in the air.
I have a couple of questions I'll get to. But on the resveratrol, which is on some of the lists to take if for people that took the COVID shot, I was looking at Google Scholar, and it has some of those studies. One thing that was interesting is that it helps the elasticity of the aorta, and it might have mimic dietary restriction diets, which is associated with longevity if you have like more of a low-calorie diet, and it apparently can mimic that. So that's how it relates to longevity. Another thing it does, studies have shown it increased male testosterone by as much as 50%, and male performance, supposedly. But my question is, two things from Jeremiah that I was looking at. One is chapter 3, the verse 15 and 20, and then I have a question on 4 this time.
Jeremiah, chapter 3,
verse 15.
Okay, let me go there. Okay, Jeremiah 3. Okay. 15. Oop, I went past it. Okay. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's during the millennial kingdom. He's talking about that during the millennial kingdom. And so, but, you know, again, if you had repentance today, he has given pastors that would feed him even today. If the people's hearts were turned towards God's word, the Bible, they would go to churches. Have you ever noticed something? Whenever you have these polls that they do on churches and that, they're always talking about evangelical or Catholic, but they never refer to, well, the World Council of Churches, or they never refer to especially the fundamentalist. The fundamentalists are the ones that hold literally to the Word of God, okay? But they never include the fundamentalists. Why? The fundamentalists are a minority, okay? It's always been that way. Jesus said, many are called, but few will enter, okay? And so they never referred to fundamentalists that hold strictly to literally to the Word of God. And that's the reason.
Yeah, and also verse 20 is using the, it seems to use treachery, like to go away from the presence of the Lord. It's using that word treacherous in verse 20.
Surely as a wife treacherously departed from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. Well, Israel is referred to as the wife of God. It's referred to the wife of God. In fact, that's what the whole book of Hosea is about. If you read Hosea, it starts right out. And so, like a treacherous wife, and boy, I'm going to tell you, infidelity today is setting records because of these. One of the reasons of these smart aleck phones that you have here have given a women a new freedom. Well, they've given the men a new freedom too, but men are not. Well, it's looking like now, right now, for those that want a open their marriage, it's the women 70 to the men's 30%. That's an amazing thing, because that's just the opposite of what it was probably 10 years ago. Okay, so there you go. That's an interesting thing that you have there. But alrighty, we'll be back right after this, and we'll take your calls. I need to know those other callers. Derek, we'll be right back. Truly, there's God's heaven. Some go there when they die. Hell burns below us. To deny it is to lie. Go warn all the people. Repeat now what I say. Truly, there's King Jesus. He died for me and you. It's him I'll live and die for. It's something I must do.
Go warn all the people. My words are oh so true. There are so many schemers. Just look what they have done. They want to see you suffer.
The liquid fire is no fun. Imagine no abortion. No more killing in our land. No more godless, selfish people. The salvation of all men. Truly all God's people. Enjoying peace in the land. Believe me, I'm no schemer. I trust in God, the Son. I hope that you're a believer. This here song is over and done.
All righty, we are back, and we're going to go out to Boston with Carol. Hey, Carol, you're in the air.
Hi. I was listening to a lady on the radio. Her name is Candice Long. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that she had been researching, you know, the claims of some of the doctors who have sacrificed their careers to say the truth about the content of the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, those are the frontline doctors.
That they were giving us for.
Uh-huh. Well, they're the frontline doctors. We've had many of them on this radio program, many of them.
Yes, and she said she had researched it, you know, and she said the thing about it is that when Daniel had that vision, 100 years ago, that he used his language back then to describe what was happening now. And she said, actually, it possibly contains Satan's blood to make people that look like us and that are not actually human, inhuman people. And she said that's how it was in the days of Noah, while God brought the flood. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Lord. And she was just very factually laying out the facts, dispassionately just laying them out. And I was so amazed at how she just laid out the facts.
You have. There's been a lot of talk.
And her name
about
is Candice Long, and she, and you know, if you want more information, she's CandiceLong.com, and she's right there on the net with the information every day. She comes
all
on.
All right. Well, thank you
I
for
was
that
amazed.
Information. Carol, but we have to move on. All the lines are lit, but thank you so much for calling. Let's go out to Lynn in PA. Lynn, you're in the air.
Ernie?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Okay, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask you, I heard you talking about on November 7th to vote no for Article 1. And I wanted to ask you, is this on all the ballots in all the states? Will it be Article 1?
Oh, no, no. This is just in Ohio, but it's very important because there's five other states. If we lose in Ohio, they're going to go after five other states. Pennsylvania is one of them right away. This is dark money. Last time poured in here, about $40 million of dark money from California, and actually some money – from your state, PA, came in. But this is legislation right from the pit of hell. It is wicked and evil, and it's pure tyranny. And so for the state of Ohio, an issue won in November 7th, they've got to vote it down. They must vote it down. And already the Satanists are putting up their signs out there to vote yes on November 7th. So already they're pouring in their dirty money into it.
So. Well, I will keep that in prayer that it turns out to be a no for Ohio, and so that it won't have to go to any other states. If it's a no and it wins in Ohio for no, does that mean it won't go to the other states?
That means that they'll probably try to reorganize. They won't. The other states won't fall like they did. See, what happens is, if they get it passed in Ohio, Ohio's a red state. That's how they're going to promote it. It was passed in Ohio, and that's going to give people in other states more of an incentive to vote for it. And so, anyhow,
what can somebody do? What can the people in Ohio do? I mean, I know you're on the radio.
Oh, the people in Ohio can vote no. They can vote no, and they need to stand up and be bold and have courage, and do the right thing. They worded this to people. Many of the people thinking that voting no was a pro-life vote, but it wasn't. The first time in issue one on August 8th, we needed to vote yes to keep them from changing, amending our Constitution. And see, this is an amendment to the Constitution, and what this will do, if it passes, it literally eliminates, it neutralizes all of the pro-life legislation we've passed in the last 50 years in Ohio. So, but I have to move on, Carol, or okay. Lynn, I'm
Thank
sorry,
you.
I have to move on. God bless. Let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep us in prayer. Let's go to Wayne in Pennsylvania. Hey, Wayne. Okay, let's go to Jack from California instead. Jack from California.
Yes, Pastor Ernie.
Okay.
Hi, Pastor Ernie. Five years ago, the Tri-City Hospital killed my father. And then just July 19th, they killed my mom. And then I tried to get her out of the hospital, and they called the Adult Protective Service and the police on me. I had to go to jail for two nights and 3 days. And then, because I had, you know, I had the agony, you know, I had the chicken, little chicken for emotional support, and they said that it's elderly abuse, so I had to go to jail, and they won't let me see my mom, and I have a restraining order, and she's dead, and I didn't see her since June 27th, and my cousin and my aunt and my uncle is cahooting with my neighbors, and they still won't let me see my mom, and they did, you know, the cremation service called me and said that my mom was dead the 21st of, you know, of July. But my uncle and my aunt and my cousin got to be on the bedside, and they still won't let me see her, and I have to go back to court October 18th, Pastor Ernie.
Well, we will keep you in prayer. Keep me informed of that and updated, Jacqueline. And in fact, let me do this right now. I'm going to ask people out there to join us in prayer right now. Okay, because what we're going to do, we're going to offer up you and ask the Lord's perfect will be done. The word Lord's perfect will, and we know the right thing will be done if enough people will pray with us out there. Because there's power in prayer, people will believe. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold Jacqueline up in his situation, Lord. Father God, we know it could be complicated, but we know there's nothing that's hard for you. So we want to ask, Lord, that you would intercede and intervene on behalf of Jacqueline. And in that, your perfect will, you know exactly what needs to be done. Your perfect will be done on Jacqueline's behalf. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Thank you, Jacqueline. All right, who did you have next? Okay, I wanted to say, folks, really quickly, Okay, when the phone lines are still open, how much time do I have here? I got to look in. My battery and my watch has stopped working, so. Okay, I've got still got some time. I wanted to mention to you, if you're not getting our newsletter, if you're not getting our newsletter, you're really missing something. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, we get more good responses from people that get our newsletter, write us letters. And, by the way, when you do write letters, you know, and if it's a prayer request or if you ask a question, I don't have time to answer all your letters by mail. There's too many of you. But if you write a letter and if you write real clear where I can read everything, because I do read every letter, okay, I will. And sometimes after I read it, I have to give it to some other people to have them go over it, because sometimes they're very, very hard to decipher. But here, if you give your phone number, it's much easier for me to call you than it is, say, to write you or email you. But now, also out there, many of you that you might want to get, if you might have a question or a comment, if you email me, the email is wrwlministries@gmail.com. Again, the email is wrwlministries@gmail.com. If you email me and you have a question, it would be much easier for me to get back to you if you give a phone number, okay? And a phone number, because we have a lot more work than we have volunteers. We have a lot more work than we have volunteers. And so, anyhow, that's just the way it goes. But if you don't get the newsletter, you ought to get the newsletter. Go to wrwl.org. It's our website, wrwl.org. All that information is up there. If you're not on the computer, you can just send a request for the email or request for the newsletter to wrwl14781. That's wrwl14781 Sperry. That's Sperry Road. And that's in Newberry, Newbury. Newbury. Or you can call at 440-338-1367. That's 440-338-1367. If that line's busy, you can call 440-338-1036. 440-338-1036. Let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you're in the air.
Yes, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Happy Labor Day.
Same to you, Timothy.
I also wanted to say that even though they're saying it's about, you know, work, we should definitely give a shout-out to, because none of us would be here, about every woman, especially the good, clean women, that took on the burden of being a mother and going through labor to get us all here.
Hey, very good. That's exactly right.
That's what I think about when I think about Labor Day, not just working out and earning a living and being a productive member of society and, you know, much is given, much is required, and they can't keep your light under a bushel and all those things that the Word says. And, the talents, using the talents and gifts that He's bestowed upon us. And then giving thanks and giving Him the glory for having the monetary means, the physical means, the mental means, and emotional means to do that on a 24/7 basis for as long as we can. That's all blessings from God, and He does get all the glory. Today's the 4th. Well, it's before midnight, so it's still the 4th. I wanted to, if you don't have time to read all of it, I just wanted people to focus on Proverbs 4. It's a good read for today, since today's the 4th, and also read the 4th Psalm. And then, you know, stand on Job 42 and Proverbs 31, all the men and women out there, because there are only two genders. You read the Proverbs 31 and the Job 42 and your Proverb and Psalm for today and Psalm 23, and you'll be doing all right.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of these things we're going to be going through God's Word, the Bible, here this week, you know, the King James Bible. And one of the things we're going to be looking at, Timothy, is the all of the miraculous things happens in God's Word, the Bible, how things that were in the Bible thousands of years ago, the sciences, you know, found out recently how it's the amazing book that God's Word, the Bible, is. And obviously there, you're right, you see, because all the way back in Genesis, you know, going back over 6,000 years ago.
Yeah, first book of the Bible was very, very, I mean, it was the beginning of a love letter.
Yeah.
The whole chapter is the beginning of a love letter. If you read Genesis, if you read through the whole book of Genesis carefully several times, if you can't at by the end, begin from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Genesis, and you got 61 more books after that,
Yeah, no, you're talking about the five books of Moses, Torah. But anyhow, look, what I was going to say.
Genesis. I know the first five books are the Torah, but I'm in the whole Bible, after you read the first one, Ken, if you read Genesis, if you can't feel love by the time you get to the last word in Genesis, then there's something wrong.
Yeah, well, here, one of the things I was going to say is right in the very beginning, just in the very first chapter, God made it clear that there were only two genders. Very clear right there, right in the very first part of the Bible. And today, the Democrats still don't know that. The AMA doesn't realize that there's two genders.
Those are live words. Those words in that Bible are live words. When you read it, that should be, it should be perfectly clear. He doesn't stutter, and the words are legible. And, you know, so when you read it, there's no confusion, because he's not the author of confusion. He's the author of truth.
Absolutely.
You know, I just don't get it. And, you know, so every day I just get stronger and stronger, and I pray for Donald J. Trump. None of us are perfect. All have fallen short. All have come short of glory. That's why we need Yeshua.
All right, as we go through this week, we're going to take a look at this amazing book, the King James Bible. How much time do I have, Derek?
It's a great thing to do it, especially the timing of it, because the feast days for the Jewish, and we're supposed to be a friend to Israel.
Okay, so, Timothy, would you like to give an invitation tonight? Would you like to tell the folks?
Before I do that, can I just say this one last thing?
Very quickly, because you're running.
I don't know the man personally, but I've watched him several times. He seems to be pretty prophetic. He's Jonathan Kahn from New Jersey, and they had him on with Stackelbeck, and then I listened to Metaxas. He was on Daystar, and he was talking about some things. Stuff will make this hair on the back of your neck stand up. On prophecies fulfilled, prophecies yet to be fulfilled, and how, I mean, it's just uncanny, the timing, God's timing, and his sovereignty and his providence, if people are willing to pay attention to it and not be deniers. So everyone listening out there that's still up tonight, that celebrated Labor Day with their family and friends, and we give thanks to all the people that are able to have work, although they're inflating the numbers. They're saying it. Donald Trump did the best, and I'm 60 years old. He did the last 60 years. Him and Reagan were the two best presidents ever in my lifetime. And anybody that's listening today, going forward, now that the school year started and that summer is nearing an end and we're all going to be inside a lot more than we are, that you need to hunker down and decide between now and November on how you want to live in this country going forward, because we have choices this November and next November that can make or break what was started on July 4th of 1776. And all the times on this show where they talk about the forefathers and what they had, and then the great lengths they went to get away from England and have independence, to come here for religious freedom and political independence and whatnot. We also have independence from sin that we can gain through a relationship with Jesus Christ and acknowledgement of that Christ paid at Calvary. And that starts by admitting that we've all fallen short, praying to the Father through the Son, asking for forgiveness, then repenting and turning from that sin, asking Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without reservation. Get yourself a Bible, get in a King James preaching church. Tell anyone you come in contact with after you have been saved. And then that involves also looking at the third chapter of John and the 10th chapter of Romans. And you might want to throw in 8, 9, and 12 as well. And read it, do it, what it says, and then pray that Psalm 23 every day. And go and tell, do the three charges that Pastor Ernie tells us that in order to do. Once you are saved, you accept them with in your heart. You believe it in your heart. You profess it with your mouth. You turn from your sin. You're a new.
Hey Timothy, let's do this. Let's
whitewashed yeah. Christian.
Right. Let's do this right now.
With your mouth and believe it in your heart.
Okay.
And then from.
Are you there?
He did for you.
Okay, let's do this. Let's actually have the folks, let's lead them in a prayer and have them repeat after us. And I'll tell you what, I'll lead it. You repeat for cadence, okay? And so
Abba,
people
can... Yahweh Abba.
All right, let's do this. Here's what the Lord Jesus said. The Lord Jesus said, when you pray to the Father in his name. And the first thing you need to do is acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. The good news is only sinners can get saved. And so... You acknowledge you're saved, so you decide.
Do you want to continue to be lost, or would you rather be saved?
So here's what you do. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
I come to you.
As a sinner.
According to thy perfect word
in the King James Bible.
I deserve hellfire. But Father God... But Father God, you so loved the world.
You put your son upon the cross.
He took my place on that rugged cross. He suffered and died for my sins on that cross. Right now. Father God.
I ask you.
To forgive me of my sins,
and you alone.
Right now.
Lord Jesus.
I'm asking you.
To be the Lord of my life.
All of my life. In all things, at all times. Without any reservation.
Or purpose of your
right name. Right now.
Right now.
I'm a new creature.
Right now, I'm a new creature.
A born-again believer.
Born-again believer.
An heir of the kingdom. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you.
We're out of time.
And Holy Ghost.
Amen. We're out of time for tonight. So as we get to this point every night at this time, we always do this. We say, good night. And always, always
keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.